Good morning.
Good
morning. 母亲节快乐.
Happy Mother's Day.
Well, today we're celebrating mothers, and we want to have all the mothers stand.
今天我们要庆祝母亲节，我们请所有的母亲站起来。
Can everybody give them a hand, please? Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. Today we're going to focus in on family.
今天我们会着重的谈我们的家庭。
And some lessons for a healthy family.
而且我们谈一些一个健康家庭的一些功课。
Many mothers today are done with their child-rearing days.
今天的很多母亲已经完成了他们生儿育女的责任。
But they still have grandchildren around.
但他们还有一些孙儿孙女，然后他们还要照顾。
I believe one of the key components in success in life is a strong family.
我相信在成功中，一个重要的因素是一个非常非常强的一个家庭。
Some may have lost their spouse or are no longer married, but this sermon still relates to you.
有些人可能已经失掉了他们的配偶，或者已经单身，但是这个讲道还是和你有关。
But Dad, this means you're not off the hook for responsibility. I'm going to talk to you too.
所以爸爸们，你们不是说你们今天就母亲节和你没关系，今天讲道和你有直接的关系。
We're going to look at Genesis, and that's point number one in the beginning.
第一点我想从创世纪开始谈起，也就是说起初。
See, the family is God's idea. We didn't create it, God did.
家庭是神的理念，家庭这个概念不是我们所创造的。
Family is a good idea, God's plan and God's way.
家庭是一个很好的 idea, 它是神的计划，神的理念，也是神的一种方式。
They are not random developments based on instincts.
它并不是人的本性的一个自然的进化的过程的结果。
The family is ordained by God in His creation.
家庭是上帝在造物的时候已经立定的。
We look at Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, and it says, And God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him, male and female. He created them.And God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
在创世纪一章二十七节、二十八节这样说道，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
He wanted our families to grow.
神希望我们的家庭有增长。
We look down at Genesis chapter 2 verse 24.
我们看创世纪二章二十四节。
A man shall leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife and they shall become one flesh.
因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Maybe you have children that have grown up and had families of their own.
也许他们有孩子，这些孩子也许长大，他们这些孩子们也有了自己的孩子。
And maybe you've even seen multiple generations already.
也许在你们的家庭中，你已经有几代的人。
And there's nothing more exciting than to see your family break into more families.
在这个世界上，没有更让人惊喜的事情，就是看到你的家庭不断的增长，你看到新的一代出生。
See, God created something magnificent, a family through a man and a woman.
我们看到上帝创造了一件非常宏伟的一件事情，那就是通过男人和女人所组成的家庭。
The family is God's idea, and it's for God's glory.
家庭是上帝的理念，也是为了神的荣耀。
And this is where motherhood began in the Garden of Eden.
这也就是说，母亲。这个是从当年的伊甸园就开始了。
As we look at point number two, let's look at family theology.
第二点我们谈一下，也就是这里面我想讲一下是一个家庭的神学。
The study of God should take place in the home.
也就是我们对上帝的学习应该主要是在家里边进行。
It doesn't mean that we don't learn in church and in Sunday school.
这并不是说我们不在教会和我们的主日学里边学习神。
But I believe because through Scripture it shows us that the mother and father are the instruments to teach the Word of God to their children.
但我相信通过神的话语告诉我们，父亲和母亲是教导他们孩子神的话语的最主要的因素。
We look at Proverbs chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
箴言书一章七节说到，敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智能和训诲。
Verse 8 through 9, listen, my son, to your father's instruction. Do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck.
箴言书一章八节到九节，我儿，要听你父亲的训诲，不可离弃你母亲的法则，因为这要做你头上的华冠，你项上的金链。
So we look at the fear of the Lord as the beginning of knowledge, and that the father's instruction and the mother's teaching are a garland of grace.
我们看到这里告诉我们，敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，听从父亲的训诲和母亲的法则，会成为我们头上的华冠和项上的金链。
Let's focus in on verse 8. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching.
我们再来仔细看一下箴言书一章八节，我儿要听你父亲的训诲，不可离弃你母亲的法则。
The father is the instructor and the mother is the teacher. Therefore, the family is a school.
在这里我们看到父亲呢，这里边是导师，母亲是一位教师，所以说家庭是一所学校。
God ordained the family.
神立定了家庭。
He didn't just ordain it to be fruitful and to fill the earth, but to also instruct and to teach.
他不是仅仅的立定这个家庭，仅仅是为了人数众多填满地基，而是要家庭来教养他们的女儿，他们的儿女。
The family is the place where the next generation is formed and born, and the next generation learns how to grow.
家庭是下一代出生的地方，也是下一代学会如何生活的地方。
Now there are some things that children learn quickly. As infants, they learn that they need to eat and to drink.
有些事情人们学得很快，比如像在婴儿的时候，孩子们开始学会吃东西，慢慢的开始学会走路说话。
Those are basic needs, but we need to be teaching moral actions and courtesy and gratitude and respect.In faith in Christ.
这些是一些基本的一些本能的学习，但更重要的是我们教养孩子们要教导他们的道德理念，学会礼貌和感谢，学会尊重，能够有信仰，能够有道德的规范。
When I was teaching the youth last night, and we were talking about, I was talking about filters and how we kind of sometimes filter what we think through that which is taught to us.
昨天晚上在那个年轻人的聚会中，我谈到在我们生活中需要有一些滤波器，也就是要过滤一下我们所看到学到的东西。
And my older kids and all the kids that were here pretty much go to the public school.
我的大一点的孩子和大部分在这个聚会中的孩子都去公立学校。
And I just talked about how many times we're taught things that are.Many times contrary to the Bible, and we need to know our word so that we can discern the difference.
在很多次我们谈到，在这些公立学校所教导的很多理念是和我们对圣经的信仰是背道而驰的，所以这些孩子们需要牢记神的话语，能够分辨什么是对，什么是错。
When our kids are in the public environment, it puts a stronger emphasis on our need to instruct and to teach the Word of God.At the home.
当我们的孩子在这种公立学校的教育环境上，也就让我们作为父母在家庭里面要承担起更大的对儿女教养的责任。
The bottom line is we take the full responsibility of our children and what they learn and what they understand, and that we're the ones that have to give an account one day.
这里的底线就是说，作为父母，我们是有最重要的责任来教养我们的子女。将来有一天，我们在神面前需要对神有所交付。
We can't blame others for what our kids learn.
我们不能够责怪别人，我们孩子学的东西我们要 take， 我们要承担全部的责任。
As we look at point number three, shared parenting.
第三点，这里边我想谈到就是共同担当父母教养的责任。
As this means the mother and the father are both teaching and instructing, and one doesn't take the complete role of that teaching.
这里就是讲到父亲和母亲要共同分享在家里教堂教养孩子的责任，而不是说这些责任只有一个单方的父亲或者母亲来执行。
We look at verse 8 again. Hear my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching.
我们再来看一下箴言一章八节，我儿，我要听你父亲的训诲，不可离弃你母亲的法则。
It says, fathers instruct and mothers teach. The parents take the role and share in the responsibility.
这里讲到，这里父亲作为指导，母亲要传授，家长呢担当这个角色和应分担的责任。
I remember not too long ago that I took a less involved role in my family in teaching the Word of God, and I needed to take a bigger action when the kids were real small. But it's something.That we have to actively participate in. Sometimes it's not something that always comes natural to us.
记得还在不久之前，我在家里的教养孩子方面并没有积极的参与。在孩子慢慢长大的过程中，我意识到我要更多的参与教养孩子。这里边，父母的责任非常重大。
That's one thing I enjoy about being a pastor is I get to practice on my kids.
这里作为一个牧师，我觉得很大的一个优势就是我可以首先在教养我的孩子上面先做一下训练。
Even Oliviana got to listen to my sermon all the way through this morning.
尽管莉莉安娜在这里边坐着，会一直听到我的讲道，从头听到尾。
But I don't want to make my emphasis on fathers because it's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day celebration.
这里我不想去长篇大论去谈论父亲，因为今天是母亲节，我们要庆祝母亲们。
And I want to just encourage mothers and remind them of what a blessing it is to be a mother.
这里我想鼓励母亲们成为一个母亲是上帝祝福你这个最美妙的礼物。
You're able to teach your children, and what a privilege that is.
你能够教养你的孩子，这是一种特权。
During the midst of some of the teaching, though, it doesn't always feel like a privilege.
在你这种教导的过程中，经常你不会感到这是一种特权。
Some days it's just downright challenging.
有一些天，有些时日，你会觉得这个生活充满了挑战。
Because we're investing in our kids, and we might not feel the reward till later on.
因为我们是在孩子身上进行投资。这种投资也许我们不会看到马上的回报，这种回报会在将来。
Sometimes the reward is very nice, as Levi and Stephen are really good at giving hugs.
有的时候这个回报是非常非常好，比如像我的儿子 Levi 和 Stephen， 他们是经常给我很多的拥抱，让我感到非常的甜蜜。
And our teenagers surprise us and they do very loving, kind things, and we appreciate that.
我们的大的几个大的孩子也是做了非常有爱心的很多事情，让我们真的心里边充满了感谢。
And we can always use more.
我们当然可以更多的接受孩子们对我的爱心。
As we look at 2 Timothy 1:5, it says, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
我们看一下在提摩太后书一章五节讲到，想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲尤尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
I picked this verse because it's an illustration in the New Testament about the effect of Timothy's mother and grandmother.
我选了这个例子，因为这是在新约里边给我们一个伟大的一个例证，也就是说提摩太的母亲和他的外祖母对他的影响。
We look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 14 to 15. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it. And how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
提摩太后书三章十四节十五节，但你所学习的，所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智能。
Timothy had everlasting life because of Jesus Christ, but because his mother and grandmother were faithful in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 8.
提摩太有永生，不仅仅是因为是因为他坚信神，更因为是他的母亲和他的祖母忠于箴言书一章八节的教导。
I've been blessed by a Christian heritage, and I went to see my grandfather recently. He's 92. Down in Oklahoma.
在我是非常受祝福，我在一个基督教的家庭长大。我前一阵去看我的祖父，他是92岁，住在 Oklahoma。
And he told me about how he got saved and his father was a pastor.
他跟我分享他如何得救，他的父亲是一个牧师。
But he didn't get saved until he was 28. He didn't walk with God right away.
他是直到了28岁的时候才真正的重生得救。他一开始的时候在那之前并不想和神有任何关系。
He had been through his life and been through World War II and got married, and it wasn't until he was married for about 7 or 8 years before he gave his life to Christ.
他经历了很多事情，经历了很多生活，经历了世界大战。后来到结婚之后呢，然后七八年才真的是归主。
He shared about how he got baptized, his my grandmother and grandfather, at one time at a church, and what a blessing that was.
他分享了当年他受洗时候的情形，这是一个多么大的祝福。
And I'm so thankful for that Christian heritage because my grandparents, walked with God, not early, but later on in life, and they instructed my mother, and then my mother instructed me.
在这里，我真是很感谢我的家庭，他们我的祖辈们与神同行。我的祖父母在不仅是原来在年轻时候接受神，而且在他们的后来的年日里边，一直遵守神的教导，同时教导他们的女儿，也就是我的母亲。我的母亲也一直在教导我，所以说我今天真是非常受祝福，能够在这样一个家庭下长大。
Now I said this will be shared responsibility. So point number four is responsibility of children.
我谈到这是一个大家共同担当的责任。第四点呢，我就要谈到孩子们在这里应当担当的责任。
God calls sons and daughters to be obedient to their mothers and fathers.
神呼召他的儿子和女儿们要顺从他们的父亲和母亲。
Verse 8 again. Hear my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching.
箴言书一章八节，我儿，我要听，要听你父亲的训诲，不可离弃你母亲的法则。
Young people, when you're at home, listen to your parents.
年轻人们，当你在家里的时候，听你父母的话。
Do not disregard what they're trying to teach you.
不要漠视他们在试图教你的东西。
They don't teach you because they have extra time and they just like to talk.
他们教导你并不是因为他们有手上很多闲的时间，他们就愿意啰啰嗦嗦的跟你谈这些事情。
They've probably gone through some hard times and want you to learn and to grow and don't want you to make all the mistakes that they've made in life.
也许在他们的生活中，他们经历一些很困难的时日。所以他们想把这一切传授给你，让你们不至于重蹈覆辙。
Do it for God's sake. Honor your parents.
为了上帝，孝敬你们的父母。
God wouldn't have included it in the Ten Commandments if it was not important.
如果这件事情不重要，上帝不会把它包括在十诫之中。
Exodus 20 verse 12. Honor your father and mother.
出埃及记二十章十二节，当孝敬你的父母。
We can do that by honoring your father by listening and respectfully speaking back to them.
我们通过孝敬父母可以通过非常恭敬的听他们讲话，非常尊敬他们。
Honor your mother by remembering what she has taught you about right and wrong and about the fear of the Lord.
孝敬你的母亲，记住她对你的谆谆教导，尤其是关于对与错的教导和对上帝的敬畏。
This is hard to do, I think. It's hard for kids, it's hard for teens because they want to be independent and God created them that way, so it's difficult to hear their instruction.
有的时候对孩子们，尤其是那些进入十几岁的年纪的孩子们，这是一个非常困难的事情，因为他们非常想独立，想自己的做出决定，而神也是这样的造他们，所以说让他们去听父母的教导，有的时候是一件很困难的事情。
But I would encourage teens and children to do this because it's God's way. It's in the Ten Commandments, and your life will be much easier.If you listen to their instruction and do the things they ask you to do.
这里我想鼓励这些年轻的孩子们，一定要这样做，尊敬你们的父母，因为这是神的教导，这会为你们一生有益，让你们记住什么是对，什么是错，让你们不要栽不必要的跟头。
Now I was very lucky because I had an older brother and I could see what would happen if he didn't listen to their instruction.
我自己非常幸运，我有一个比我大的哥哥，所以我在底下可以静静的观察，如果他不听父母的教训，他的后果会是怎么样。
Sometimes it even broke out with a belt over the back hiney.
有的时候他们会进入很多的争吵。
That was lucky. So it was easier for me to listen to God's instruction because I got to watch my brother.
所以在这里边我非常的幸运，因为我可以看看我哥哥的后果会是怎么样，所以我会比较的非常的听话。
Point number five, the promise of reward. There's a reward here.
第五点也就是说奖赏的承诺，大家听这里边，主要这里边我们当听神的话的话，有奖赏的承诺。
God ordains reward for sons and daughters who do not forsake the teaching of their mother and their father.
神对那些不离弃他们的父母、听从父母教导的儿女们，在命定了奖赏。
Verse 9, indeed, literally because they hearing your father's instruction and not forsaking your mother's teaching are a graceful wreath to your head and adornments about your neck.
箴言书一章九节，事实上，这里就说也是因为的意思。他们听父亲的教训，不离弃母亲的法则。只要做你头上的华冠，你项上的金链。
There is a blessing when you follow your parents' teaching. There is a time that you don't need to follow their instruction when you get older, but under their roof that you need to give them honor and respect.
年轻人们，你们要听父母的教训。也许将来终于有一天，你离开父母的翅膀之下，你可以做出你自己的决定。当你还在他们的房檐下的时候，要尊敬父母，听从他们的教导。
Ephesians 6:2, that honor your father and mother is the first commandment with promise.
以弗所书六章三节，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是你第一条带应许的诫命。
So today is Mother's Day. We should end today and remember.That we are sons and daughters, and that we're sons and daughters of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天是母亲节，在快进结束的时候，我们应该记得我们自己是儿子和女儿，我们是耶稣基督的儿子和女儿。
And hopefully we can be thankful for the mothers in our life or mother figures in our life who have blessed us and maybe taught us the Lord's instruction.
这里边让我们纪念我们自己的母亲和那些在我们生命中承担母亲角色的母亲们，他们传授给我们的真理。
Help us to honor our mothers, like in Proverbs 23:22. Do not despise your mother when she is old.
帮助我们尊重我们的母亲，如箴言书所说，在箴言书二十三章二十二节，你要听从生你的父亲，你母亲老了也不可藐视她。
Or in Proverbs 23:25, let your father and your mother be glad and let her rejoice who gave birth to you.
箴言书二十三章二十五节，你要使父母欢喜，使生你的快乐。
Do not forsake the teaching of your mother. It will be a wreath of grace to your head and a crown of joy upon hers. Let us pray.
不要离弃你母亲的教导，这将是你头上一个恩典的花环和她头上的喜悦的冠冕。大家让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the mothers here today.
亲爱的天父，我为今天在座的母亲们向你献上感谢。
Lord God, I thank you for drawing mothers to you to a new life everlasting and to be able to teach that to their children.
感谢你，你把母亲带到你的身边，把她让他们能够把对你的爱、对你的忠实能够教养给他们的孩子。
Family life is not easy; it's difficult and it has many challenges. And I pray that you would help us.
家庭的生活有很多的挑战，并不是很容易。这里边我们祷告，求你帮助我们。
Many times, sometimes there's one believer and one non-believer, and I pray that you would strengthen that parent that trust in you as they have a heavier burden to carry, being the one that knows you.
神在有些家庭，我们知道有的时候一个家庭一个父母是信主的人，另一个还没有信主。这样的家庭，请你祝福他们，帮助他们。他们在教养孩子的时候，可能有更大的一些责任，请你带领他们的脚步。
Lord God, I just want to thank you for the mothers and for my mother that has blessed me.And we give you all the thanks. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, Amen.
神，我们这里为我自己的母亲和所有的母亲们献上感谢，感谢她对我的教导和祝福，为你在把他们放在我们的生命中，我们真实的献上感谢。我们以耶稣基督的名祷告 ，Amen.